I'm going to take just about 5 minutes. I really do want to share with you just a thought real quick. In Luke chapter 1, the title that I had for the devotional this morning was Hope for All Generations. Hope for every generation. And in Luke chapter 1, now Mary arose in a daze and went to the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fruit fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. You know, Mary went to spend time with Elizabeth. And here's the intriguing thing, is that we see the Lord working in all generations. And as we see that Mary was a young girl, some believe that it was around 14 or 15 years old, that she gets the news from Gabriel that she is with child. Now, she was a little confused of, well, how is this going to work? And she questions, well, how is it that I know no man? She was pure. She was a virgin. How is it that I'm going to have a child? And Gabriel begins to explain to her that nothing is impossible with God. Isn't that true? And the birth of Jesus was like no other before or after or ever will be, because God made that possible. But you notice that as Zechariah doubted the birth of his son, John, Mary didn't doubt. She didn't fully understand, but she trusted in what God was doing. As a young lady, she showed a great example of faith. And in fact, in Luke chapter 1:38, then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. She says, I don't fully understand how this is going to happen. I don't comprehend, but yet, as you have said, let the Lord have his way in my life. Isn't that an awesome example for all of us that God can work even in our lives when we're young? And so Mary was ready. Mary was given to the purpose that God had for her life. And so also we can. I want you to think about something that is when we watch the program, wasn't it kind of fun, us geezers back in the corner? And all those little kids, and we thought, man, they're dressed kind of weird, aren't they? We had two complete different ideas of why we come here. They thought they were signing up for soccer. They were ready to have fun. We were looking for young blood to come in and take our place so we can take a break. We had two complete different ideas. And you know what? When we come together and we serve the Lord together, sometimes we have complete different ideas of what we should or should not be doing. And so we can be considerate of our young people, can't we? We can be considerate of what they're going through. You know what? Our young people are facing things that we have never faced before, and we should be compassionate toward that. So also I wanted to point out to you, Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit. We watched the program, Sight and Sound Theater in Branson, and we watched Elizabeth waddling out to greet Mary. It's the funniest thing. Gray-haired lady, well beyond childbearing age, she's with child. How is it? It was a miracle. God brought about John the Baptist, that would be the forerunner of Jesus. And then here comes Mary with child, the virgin, 14, teenager, an elder lady, and they come together and it's like, can you believe God is using all generations to apply His will, His purpose, and His plan? It's important that God uses all of us, amen? And as you've seen in the program, they're kind of improvising. We'll use your style. Will you do this style? And we all had a great time. But you know what? It takes the Spirit of God filling each and one of us to come together and to be blessed by His presence. You know, we had already read that Elizabeth, she begins to prophesy and talk about Jesus that was in the womb. All of that came because she was filled with the Spirit. Here's the truth. When we serve, when we glorify God, when we come to God's house, and we're doing it in the flesh, in our own abilities, we're going to be a discouragement and a difficulty to other people around us. But when we're filled with the Spirit, and God begins to work in and through us, then we become a blessing to everyone around us. And that's what Elizabeth did. She presented a blessing, but more than that, talked and prophesied of all that Jesus would do and become because of His Father, God. You know, when we think about these things, we want to operate in the Spirit. So think about this, elders. The decisions that we make today, whether we submit to the Lord or we resist the Lord, will determine how we treat others tomorrow. Amen? doesn't happen overnight, does it? But that consistency of giving ourselves to the Lord. My last thought, God's miraculous working in all generations. In 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to believers in word and conduct and love and spirit, faith and purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy. With the laying on of hands of the eldership, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Paul was instructing a young pastor, again, another young man. And Paul, he's a veteran that's been in the trenches. He's got the scars to show it. He's got the testimony to prove it. And yet here comes Timothy, brand new. In fact, he's kind of timid. He's a little fearful. Even has stomach trouble because he gets so worked up and tense about these things in the church and things that are going on. And Paul says, look, don't let anyone despise your youth. You know what, elder? We should never look down on our youth, should we? You know what? They don't have the maturity and the experiences that we have in order to deal with. And yet, the world is throwing some of the biggest adult situations on them way too early. Would you agree? And they don't have the maturity and the mental wiring to deal with it the way that we do. But you know what? The thing that scares me the most is that this world is designing itself in such a way that the immoral, the sexually immoral, and the evil predators of this world are getting more and more opportunity, in fact, even getting more freedoms than they will ever deserve, so that they might prey on our young people. So I want you to know, if we don't make our young people welcome and feel welcome, they're going to go somewhere else. Let's not let that happen. Let's realize that even as the things that we get so used to, this is very much tradition, isn't it? And in fact, some of our young people think, oh, I'm so tired of doing all that. Can we share the joy of why, but then allow them to begin to build some of their own memories, and we do that with them? It takes grace, doesn't it? What do you think? How do you think the King of Glory, when he left the throne and he come into the flesh and was born in a stinky manger, smelling manure, the breath of a donkey over his shoulder, this, as clean as they could possibly make it, but it was straw that's been laying there for who knows how long, and yet all that he had to say, all that he had to do, was for the sake of those who were lost and that needed life. That's grace. Amen? He came and he died, yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't get that warm welcome he deserved as the King of Glory, but yet he came anyway. He didn't go to the cross because he deserved to, but yet he did that for you and I. That's grace. And that's a joy that we celebrate today. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and as you go through the week this week, we pray that you will be able to spend time with friends and family. But I know some of you, there's a lot of things that's changed this year. And you know what? The same Lord that has brought them through is going to bring you through just the same. It doesn't mean that everything has to be perfect, but yet remember the hope. We spent an entire month this month on hope. And the hope that we have is not the magical, mystical, that I'm going to get the perfect present hope, but the hope is that the Lord Jesus has brought life, and every promise that he's given, he will fulfill in his time. Amen? Do you know him as your Savior? Do you have that assurance that you have an eternal home in heaven with him forever and ever? Our prayer is that you do. And if you do not, we want to make ourselves available to you that you might know today, because today is the day unto salvation.